Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last week, when I wrote the monthly newsletter for my company, I once again explained that the future of the U.S. economy and the value of the U.S. dollar are in serious near-term trouble. I connect different developments of what is happening in political, economic, and financial circles in America and around the world. Because my projections of what we face in the future is so different from what has happened to date, many people choose to ignore my warnings. Psychologists have a term for this refusal to look at reality, calling it the normalcy bias. Maybe you want to ignore me when I warn you of a scary financial future here in America. But will you listen to a longtime political insider saying the same thing? Someone who would be one of the last people to admit how dismal the dollar's future looks? Let me first quote what he wrote on April 5th in the Washington Post, one of the nation's premier newspapers, before I tell you who it is. Considering all the American allies who are joining the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, he wrote, quote, "This past month may be remembered as the moment the United States lost its role as the underwriter of the global economic system," unquote. At the end of his essay, he stated, quote, "I can think of no event since Bretton Woods in 1944 comparable to the combination of China's effort to establish a major new institution and the failure of the United States to persuade dozens of its traditional allies, starting with Britain, to stay out. This failure of strategy and tactics was a long time coming, and it should lead to a comprehensive review of the U.S. approach to global economics," unquote. The man who wrote this was Lawrence Summers. He served as Treasury Secretary under President Clinton. Later, he was President Obama's first director of the National Economic Council. Over the past two decades, he has often been deeply involved in establishing the monetary policies that are now coming back to haunt us. When Lawrence Summers goes on public record saying, in so many words, that the U.S. dollar is sinking, you really should listen. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.